Fashion Forward friends, hi there. This is Rahab Mboshi, and I'm thrilled to be sharing my fashion fiasco with you today. Picture this. I'm staring at my closet, filled to the brim with clothes, yet I have nothing to wear. Sound familiar? For years, I've been caught in the fast fashion trap. I'd buy a trendy top one day, only to find it unraveling at the seams the next. It's like my clothes had a one-night stand with my closet and then ghosted me. I'm tired of this fashion fling. I'm ready for a committed relationship with my wardrobe. I've hit the big 30 and it's time for a wardrobe glow up. I want clothes that just don't look good on the hanger but also makes me feel like a million bucks when I wear them. I'm done with flimsy fabrics and stitches that couldn't hold a conversation, let alone a button. Quality over quantity is my new mantra. I want clothes that last longer than my Netflix binge and says something. I want to invest in pieces that are timeless, like a classic white shirt that doesn't turn yellow after one wash or jeans that hug me in all the right places without sagging like yesterday's news. But it's not just me. I want to be a fashion role model for the next generation. Show them that you can look fabulous without sacrificing the planet or your paycheck. I'm ready to make a sustainable fashion my signature style and wear it proudly. So, here's to a new chapter in my fashion story. A story of quality, sustainability, and a wardrobe that's more than just a closet full of clothes. Cheers to the next 30 years of fabulous fashion.
Many people are catching up on the fashion dilemmas that we all have been influenced by, particularly in our 20s. That audio you just listened to was my new client voicing out her concerns about buying so much fast fashion. Boy, oh boy, I wish you guys can see, but I'm not going to show you. She is always upset about finding something to wear that just fits appropriately for work. And if you know fast fashion like I do, baby, you know you can only get one or two washes out of the garment before you see a thread unraveling, shrinkage, holes, or skin irritation from the cheap fabric that is being produced in that product. I know, it's trendy, it's quick. But, you know, if you've been itching a lot or you just see redness, that the cause of it can be from the product, believe it or not. With this problem being on the rise within my consultancy and the world, I recently have been asked about this topic from a journalist, and I thought it would be a great discussion for this podcast episode. Before we get into our topic, why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after 30, whether you're a professional or not, I'll give you some insights and other people's perspective on fast fashion. So, are you ready for the next chapter of your everyday fashion? Well, let's get right into it. Welcome to Mean Notes Podcast. My name is Makaba Reed, the personal style consultant with a holistic approach. I'm here to help you be the best version of yourself while creating a smoother and easier dressing experience so that you can utilize your personal appearance for better opportunities. On these fashion episodes, you'll get a mix of original audio content of what's your mean, the dressing experience, afterthoughts, speaking engagements, and more. Are you ready to level up your personal appearance? All right, let's get this party started. All right, so let's talk about fast fashion, what it means, and also the opposite of fast fashion is sustainability fashion. So fast fashion, in my opinion, I feel like it became more on the rise since the the career of content creator has just been on the up and up every single year. And with the content creator and everything being so digital and visual, and any moment can be a viral moment, people treat clothes as a disposable type of thing. So they have to keep up with the new, the trendiest, and the most cost-effective way. So you just started seeing so many of these fast fashion brands just pop up out of nowhere. They're booming within like 6 months of business. And in my opinion, I feel like because of the, you know, we live in a camera ready society. We have a camera in our phone in the palm of our hands. And once that picture, that video, that reel, that whatever is uploaded, it is seen by everyone. And when everyone sees you, they are looking at a personal appearance of who you are as well as what you're doing. So that is my opinion on why fast fashion has just been on the boom. Of course, there has been, you know, the Forever 21s before, but there is just so many of them now. It's like getting ridiculous. And I see that they're selling, if not the same, similar items. But, you know, your average person is not going to notice that because they're not paying attention or in the fashion industry to catch these things. But I'm letting you guys know this. So what is a fast fashion brand? Let's define it. What is it? Fast fashion is a brand that produces clothing designs in a mass production so it can be sold to thousands or millions of people so that they can wear the latest and greatest item. The fibers in the clothes that are created with fast fashion are pretty much oil when you break down the fibers of the clothes. And this makes it very difficult for the clothes to break down into the earth. And this is where the cause of the earth, the toxins, when the clothes are not sold or when we are throwing away clothes, it goes into eons. I mean, there's so many places where people throw their clothes away and what other people do, but some people burn it, some people put it in the water, but these, like I stated before, these fast fashions are pretty much oil, and oil does not resonate with the earth. It does not provide us great resources to create another product, and it's putting harm into the earth. So this is what the opposite of fast fashion, which is sustainability. Sustainability is a piece of clothing made in this closed loop system that uses clean energy, and when it breaks down, it can go into the earth to provide more resources to create a new item. I know this can be like a lot of information and just hard to kind of just digest, so I'm making this part very, very difficult. So fast fashion, in a nutshell, it's not really good for you. I know we've been fed, the masses have definitely fed us so much bad information and marketing that we don't know any better. But a lot of the times when one of my clients come to me and they tell me, you know, they love this shirt, they love how the silhouette is or how the color is on them, but it makes them itch and it just gives them a rash. And when I look at the brands, it's like from Fashion Nova or Shein. And that's because this is a mass produced product. And again, these are not fibers. This is like the little tiny thing. These are like the little tiny, I can't even explain it to you guys so that you guys can like understand. But it's pretty much the little tiny, I'm going to say threads or string of threads that create the fabric. It's like thousands and millions of them that create, you know, the fabric. But the fast fashion is pretty much, it's the oil, it's the plastic that is just rubbing on your skin. And it only lasts but so many times when you wash it. And that's not a good thing. How many times have you bought something, you washed it, it's not even the same. It doesn't even compose itself after the first wash. It's like frumpy, or the color is gone, or the hole is there and it's just growing. You're trying to sew it, but it keeps coming back, or it comes or it develops in a new era, in a new area. And you know, as we get older and we have more responsibilities piled up on us as we get older and start a family, chasing trends just becomes just a headache. You don't want to be a part of it. And when you're going after your dreams and goals and your career or whatever is suitable for you, why create such a headache by just buying more and more fast fashion? And this is definitely the bulk of where I educate my clients on which fabric is like suitable for them and what stores to kind of what stores to just go after. I provide like a list, because majority of the stores that are just shoved in your face is, you know, the Temus or the Fashion Nova, the Shein or Forever 21. Oh, let me just grab just a quick little, you know, undershirt. I mean, if you want to waste your money, go right ahead. But you're going to get one or two wash, as you just listened to the woman in the beginning of this episode. You heard her. You're going to hear some more audio of different women, you know, having the same, sharing the same sentiment. And I want to hear from you guys. Are you guys tired of this phenomenon? Like, how do you feel about the fast fashion? Are you tired of just, you know, loving the look when you first buy it, and then after one or two wash, if it even makes it to two wash, do you feel like you're wasting money? It becomes annoying when you're 30. And me, as a mid 30 year old woman owning a business and just ripping and running, I have stopped myself from going in them stores. It's going on a decade. I don't really support any of those brands. I've never bought from Fashion Nova, out of respect of just them ripping off of other designers. I'm a woman that really appreciates craftsmanship, so I don't really indulge in brands who rip off other designers. It's a big integrity is very big for me, but I just feel like it's very important to talk about why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after the age of 30. The reason why I say after 30, 20s, you are definitely just trying to figure yourself out. I want to give the 20-year-olds grace in that sense. I've been thankful enough to have given grace by my parents and just do all the trial and error I needed to in my 20s and figure it out. And I'm glad that I figured it out and, you know, picked up my own momentum at the end of my 20s. And also, number two, I mainly work with women and men over the age of 30s because of, you know, have a better sense of who you are, as well as what career you want to start investing in and just kind of get very, very focused in. I don't think I got very focused into my business until I was 31. I mean, I was in it. I filed my papers and all that, but I don't think I got very serious until, you know, I got into my 30s, because there were other things, other areas I needed to master, and it all fell into being a better business woman, being a leader, and just budgeting very well. So being in your 30s, you know, things become a lot more serious. I don't want to say, would the word serious be appropriate? But, you know, things just get real. reality just kind of gets to you, and you adding on, what am I going to wear today? Or why do I feel like this? I hate what I'm wearing. And just spending that extra 45 or an hour and a half just trying to find a freaking shirt or just a bra. I mean, because these fast fashions are getting into the intimate wear, because intimate wear is such a huge purchase for women. But it's annoying to just start your day off on that bad foot. So I feel like as you get into this momentum or rhythm of life, those timeless pieces are going to be your key players in your everyday fashion. It may seem boring and, I'm not going to be the fashion girl. Listen, I'm in the fashion industry, and I mean, I'm looked at as the fashion girl, you know, among my friends, my family, and when I'm out. And if you really just take a picture and just break down my aesthetic of wardrobe, majority of my wardrobe is timeless pieces. I just put on, you know, flamboyant accessories, and also I have a bald head and I wear loud colors if it's that kind of day. But my shirts are usually just fitted in basic shirts. My pants from time to time is festive or just regular pants. But on a day-to-day, if you just look at my wardrobe alone, it's pretty basic. I'm just a very, very big accessories type of girl. The one-of-one type of accessories or the vintage pieces. And I know that's my strong suit, along with just my aesthetic is unique. So I know we're just talking about me, but I want to give these other ladies an opportunity to share their thoughts on fast fashion, their experiences, and why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after 30. I just want to advise, I am very careful about giving broad-based guidance because my approach is holistic and specific to the individual, so they can get to the root of the problem and not mask it with the get fly quick scheme or follow the fashion, aka what the masses have been feeding you.
Hi, it's Davis. I just wanted to put in my two cents. Since you guys are talking about fast fashion, I definitely agree. I think in this day and age, fast fashion is out. Everyone is tired of it. We're tired of throwing our money away on products that don't last. And I know for me, I don't really go to the Forever 21 or the H&Ms anymore. I shouldn't even call these brands out, but you know what I mean. The polyester, the nylon. I tend to go now more for the natural fabrics like cotton, silk, wool. Linen is a huge, I love linen. Anything vintage cotton, vintage linen. Those things are affordable. You can get them online at ThredUp, or your local store. I also love to do thrift store. I also love to do, you know, clothing swaps with friends and family. And, you know, so before you give your clothes to be donated, give them to a friend or family member that you think might like them. They can go through them and then you guys can swap. And it's a really sweet thing that you can do. It's very sustainable. And that way your friends and family, you're all wearing each other's clothes. There's something very sweet about it. And I think that's just a great way to recycle and share clothes and preserve clothes. If you get clothes that your grandmothers wore, your great aunts wore, you know, I have pieces in my wardrobe like that, that I'll have forever because it's just like a perfect wool coat or a silk dress. So I think those are the pieces. The older you get, the more drawn to those, of course, naturally, because they last and they're worth the value. So I definitely agree. The only thing with those vintage fabrics, I'm not sure about is, for me, I'm vegan and I don't want to wear leather. I don't want to wear fur, but I've always said I would wear vintage fur, vintage leather, and I do have those pieces and they work. I mean, leather does keep you warm. Furs does keep you warm, but I feel like it should be ethically sourced. I'm not sure if there's a way to do that. Certainly if something's vintage, but like no new furs, I would say leather. I don't know. I don't know how it's done, but it just kind of icks me out in the same way it is natural. But I do feel like we're getting away more from fast fashion and back into natural fabrics and well-made construction. We don't want to see people's underwear through dresses. You know, we want things to be lined. We want the stitching to stay intact for years to come, and that way we save money and save the planet and less waste from all these synthetic fabrics, cheap fabrics. So yeah, that's basically my opinion on fast fashion. And I don't like it, especially I don't want it to be child exploitation or you know, sweatshops or anything like that. So that's about it. Thanks.
When I was in my 20s, I didn't think much about where my clothing came from. I just focused on whatever was cheap and cute and fashionable at the time. Now that I'm in my 30s, a few things have changed. I've traveled globally, I'm financially stable, and I started thinking more about what was at the bottom of the supply chain for all of the products I was purchasing, including clothing. Fast fashion is produced overseas in factories that usually include forced labor, child labor, and dangerous working conditions. It also has a negative environmental impact, responsible for 10% of global carbon emissions as a result of the emissions from the production of different types of synthetic plastic-like materials used. These materials are both hazardous to human health and also the environment. In addition to this, fast turnover of trends and poor quality of clothing cause people to throw away their clothes at a very quick rate. And most of these clothes end up in landfills, creating an unreasonable, massive amount of textile waste that isn't biodegradable. Now I realize that fast fashion is not worth the cost. I make an effort now to buy clothing from ethical and sustainable brands because I realize now that shopping ethically contributes to combating global poverty and environmental degradation. I'd much rather pay extra for a piece of clothing that I know will last a long time, that uses quality materials, and doesn't compromise the health and safety of the people who make it.
Hello, I'm here just sharing my story, you know? I can't stand the constant turnover of trendy clothes nowadays. It feels like I buy something, wear it a couple of times, and it's already like out of style. I realize that quality clothes last longer, both in terms of durability and of course style. It just makes more sense to invest in timeless pieces that stand the test of time. And also, and really important, I've become more aware of the environmental impact of fast fashion, you know? The waste, exploitation of workers is just too much for me. I want to make more sustainable choices. I used to buy cheap clothes all the time, but I've realized they don't feel as good on my skin. Quality fabrics, those make a huge difference. Comfort is key. Quality materials not only feel better, but often look better too. It's a win-win.
So I used to shop at fast fashion brand companies like H&M, Zara, and I've tried a lot of them. Mostly when I was traveling. So I would go, my budget was quite low, so I would go to H&M, for example, in Russia, or Zara in Thailand or China. And I would just buy, you know, clothes mostly for my traveling stuff. And I knew it wouldn't last very long, but it's cheap enough. It was cheap enough. It's still cheap, but it was even cheaper at the time. So I knew the quality was not there, but it was very convenient. I guess it was very convenience thing to do, you know. But after a matter of maybe 3 months to 4 months, the quality of the clothes was so bad that I would have to throw it away. And this was really annoying. I would have to buy again. So I would again go to fast fashion companies, mostly because my budget was not there. But as I stopped and started to work online, I started to change my habits, and now I'm mostly shopping for high-quality clothes, which are quite expensive, but at least they last for a long time. So I'm much happier with that kind of mentality, and I think at the end of the day, it has to do with the budget you have. If you're low on budget, it's much easier to go to H&M and Zara and cheaper brands. Even though the quality is not there, at the end, what matters the most is the amount of money you spend. It's exactly the same as going to IKEA if you want to buy furniture versus going to more expensive brands. But as you maybe start working and as your income increases, then it's definitely easier to go to higher standards and higher quality brands. That's what I do right now. And I really enjoy it. I mean, it's great, honestly. I can wear my jeans. You know, I tend to buy specifically made either in Japan or made in France or made in Italy or made in the US or UK. And even though it's more expensive for sure, I really enjoy them. And they last for a really long time. Like a pair of shoes could last probably 10 or 20 years, even more. Or a t-shirt or a pair of jeans could last probably forever. So, yeah, I really enjoy that. And it's been great so far. So I would definitely not go back buying fast fashion clothes unless my budget was that low. Thank you.
Again, if you guys want to submit in your voice notes, asking a question, definitely email it to info@miien.co, and we look forward to hearing from you. All right. Did you guys resonate with any of those ladies and learned some information? Some of those are my clients and are well-educated. Some are just, you know, they just want to be a part of the discussion. And some are just onboarding because the girls is busy in quarter one. But why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after 30? The number one reason why it should not be in your closet, because I'm going to say number one, because I'm very big on skincare. Skin is just the largest organ of your body and it cannot be replaced. So my number one reason is, you know, the skin. It should not be in your closet because of skin irritation. I'm huge on skincare and, you know, just taking pride in your skin, and having cheap products on your skin over time will just cause all types of things. I'm not an esthetician, so I don't want to start naming things and you guys kind of just take it to the grave. But irritation or inflammation or anything of that sort, we don't want that, because that's going to be a funneling, a domino effect of you just being self-conscious and just in building up insecure of your personal appearance. We don't just talk about wardrobe over here. We talk about the whole personal appearance. So if you are wearing fast fashion clothes and you start to create a skin irritation, and, you know, one day you want to take off, you know, your blazer or your jacket, but yet you have that skin irritation on your shoulder, your collarbone, you're not going to feel so confident walking around because you got this big red thing and you're itching, and the people are kind of going to be looking at you like, girl, why you itching so often? Like, why you itching so every two minutes? What is going on? So that is my first reason why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after 30. The number two reason why it should not be in your closet is because of the long lasting, the outcome. I'm all about long term, the long game, the end results being for days, weeks, months. And it just would behoove me to go against my own ethics within my company, my practice, and just how I live on my everyday life. So fast fashion is not long term. It's very, very short term. I would only mess with fast fashion if I were to do a photo shoot. Photo shoots are very immediate and for the day, and then I would throw it out in the garbage. I would not carry that with me. I tell all my assistants who have, or my interns who have worked with me, throw it in the garbage or you can keep it for yourself. It's not long lasting. I mean, you've guys heard the audio of not just me talk about my own personal experience, but other people. This is why I want to grab, you know, other people's perspective, because it's important to hear other people's problems so that you don't feel alone. And this, it can also just be a supporting factor to why I do what I do within my practice. So having that fast fashion, you know, undershirt or just that blouse for the night is no good. As you get older, I mean, those $10, $12 start to add up, which is going to lead into my number three. The number three reason why I should not be in your closet after 30. I mean, after 30, we start to think long term in investments. And I don't know about you, but these 10, 12, 15 little dollars, they start adding up when you start buying, you know, three of them within 1 month, and you're looking at your book, you're looking at your budget for the month, and you're seeing you're buying that, and, you know, going out to eat and all these little knickknack stuff. This could have been totaled out to, you know, a more sustainable or luxury shirt or contemporary shirt that lasts you 2 to 3 years. And then that also includes you taking it to the cleaners or buying special type of soap to preserve the fabric of the contemporary or luxury products. I feel like you making better choices in your 30s, that's what it's all about. You've done so much trial and error in your 20s, and this is what I mean by giving 20s your grace, because you are so heavily influenced by your parents from, you know, the day that you were born to your 18 or whenever you move out. And then there's a period where you are out in the world figuring it out on your own. And in your 30s is the time to reflect and just see what's right for you and correct, and also correct what you went wrong in your 20s. So in your 20s is just a time where you want to progress on, because in your 40s, 50s, you want to be kind of smooth coasting. You want to be smooth coasting. You want to be looking good. You want to be traveling. And I don't know what 50 or, well, you know, they are out there. Let me stop. But I don't know about you guys, but I would like to be very smooth and sleek in my 40s. Okay. And stopping the fast fashion buys would definitely put a halt to my closet being overflowing with stuff that's not even in season, number one, that's not irritating my skin, that only gets one or two washes. It's been in my closet for umpteen months, and I've also saved up money to put it elsewhere, maybe into my business, or maybe to buying a car, or maybe buying a house instead of renting, because rent is so high right now. All this stuff just adds up, which is another component that I go over in my consultancy. We definitely do cost per style. We break down how much something would cost versus this item, so that you know how much you're getting for your money. If you wear this outfit X amount of times and then you're buying it at $200, is this worth it or is it not worth it? I'm not just telling you, you know, put this on, you got to go. or yeah, this is the latest trend that I saw Heidi Klum wear, put this on. No, we are here for long-term longevity. So that is my top three on why fast fashion is not worth being your... That is my top three on why fast fashion is not worth being in your closet after 30. Thanks so much for tuning in another fashionable episode. If you found this episode helpful or insightful, leave a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening in. Share this podcast as well to a colleague, a friend, a homegirl, a partner, or even your travel buddy or something. Are you interested in hiring me as your personal style consultant for one-on-one services? Well, they are available. I have the closet plan, photo shoots, wardrobe management, makeover, as well as speaking and workshops for a party of five or more. And I know I don't talk about this much, but my secondary audience, which I do cater to and love near and dear because it keeps just my creative heart flowing, which is the e-commerce styling for independent fashion brands. So yes, if you know an independent fashion brand who makes their own clothes, or you know, they just is a micro seller, I do lookbooks and campaign advertising for e-commerce styling, because it kind of just gets me in my creative zone when it comes to private clients. You know, my professionals are more a bit on the conservative side, but I do love y'all too. But the creative, the e-commerce definitely keeps my creative heart flowing. So if you're interested in that, log on to miien.co/services and check out the description as well as the benefits. And if you're interested in furthering that, you can click on the button and complete the client inquiry form. Are you interested in improving your personal appearance on your own pace? We have fashion tools to help you control the pace of your style journey. Just log on to shop.miien.co and you will find books that you can read that actually has my proprietary system. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye, y'all.